Our country is in serious trouble.
And we're back. It's been a minute. It's been too long. Too long since I did a podcast. Had the holidays come up, so I couldn't really, not that I couldn't really, but I should have planned better. I like to plan, and I didn't plan well enough where I wasn't expected some power outages and some internet issues that happened during those power outages. So kind of messed me up. So now I know going into some inclement weather next time or some huge storms, what I could do is plan better. Maybe film a few, record a few podcasts, and then put them out for you guys. But I don't like delayed content. I like if I put it out, I want it to get out like the next day. So that's why I didn't do it. Right? I like to be raw, uncut, real, like all of this. None of this is scripted. You know, I might read some news stories, but that's the only thing that I'm reading off of, really. You know, I mean, I got some notes here and there, but other than that, I don't come up with a script. I just kind of rant. So, but anyways, welcome back to the show, to the Rowdy Podcast, Rowdy Talks Podcast. Holy shit, I'm still in holiday mode. I need to get my shit together. I hope your holidays were fun, and I hope you guys got to spend time with family. I really didn't. I mean, got to spend time with my immediate family, which was a blessing in itself. So I really appreciated that, but I didn't really have to do the whole, you know, driving over to this person's house or to grandma's house or to the in-laws' house. We didn't really have to do any of that, which I like. I like that, because one of the reasons why they call me the Grinch is because I hate Christmas. But the reason why I hate Christmas is because it's so much damn work. You have to work. It's almost like a second job that you take out for the holidays to please other people, right? Like you're trying to do last minute gifts or cook huge holiday meals and host holiday parties. Like that's work. And for me, I work hard already, right? I work 12 to 14 hours a day. So, I'm okay off of doing extra work. It's not my favorite thing to do. Especially during the holidays. And the reason why I don't necessarily like the holidays is because people think that that's like the only time you should be good to other human beings, right? And I don't believe that at all. I think you need to be a good person throughout the year, because that's how I live my life. That's who I am as a person. I will give gifts throughout the year. I will be nice to people throughout the year, not just during a specific time, because that's kind of like the cultural tradition. So for me, the holidays, you should be living your everyday life like it's the holidays. Okay. And like I said, for me, that's a huge reason why I don't like it. You know, I mean, why are you going to be horrible to each other all year? And then, you know, come that Thursday at Thanksgiving, you turn on the holiday cheer and you start being nice to each other. That shit doesn't make sense to me. And to me, that's fake. So I just don't fall for any of that. You know, be a good person throughout the year. You know, do good things. Like my kids, I didn't really have to give them much for Christmas. These kids have everything they want. And what I do during the year is if they accomplish something, do good in school, and I know there's something that they want, I'll get it for them right then, right? That shows them their hard work is paying off. not wait an entire year and they're a little shit the entire year. I'm not saying my kids are little shits, but if your kid's being a shit the entire year, but then the last 3 months of the year, they're being good. What are you teaching your kids? What are you really teaching your kids? You're teaching them like, well, okay, well, if you just play nice for a little bit, you can get what you want. I don't believe in that. I believe you work hard all the time, be a good person all the time, and things will pay off. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know. Let's see here. Don't forget to, I got some notes, right? I said it wasn't scripted, but I do have my notes. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share it with your friends, like it, comment on it, interact. I'll interact with you. If you comment on my YouTube channel, I will interact with you. I will respond back. Please share that. Please share the podcast. The podcast is growing slowly. I'm sorry, the YouTube channel is growing slowly. The podcast is doing really well. So I'm trying to grow both streams of media. So if you can share it, like I said, in my previous episodes, even if you don't like what I'm saying, share it, because there's somebody out there that might want to argue with me, and I need those people to call in or show up and be on the show. But let's see what else. You know, well, so I'm a commuter, so that was another thing. You know, some of you people kind of took some 2 weeks off for the holiday. So I hope some of you did, right? Because I didn't. I got to work all of those days, which is good. I'm not complaining. You know, at my previous job, I used to work every Christmas. I volunteered to work it. Nobody, as a supervisor, I used to come in and be like, hey, nobody wants to work it. None of the other 10 supervisors wanted to work it. I'd be like, I'll take it. I'll take it. And it's not because I didn't care about Christmas or about my kids, you know, waking up with my kids. I did it because I wanted them, the other supervisors that they dreaded, they didn't want to work that holiday. I did it for them, right? So that in itself is a gift. So I did those types of things. But anyways, yeah, for those of you, I'm a commuter. You know, I still commuted, but I noticed the roads were way cleaner, not so many people. They weren't as crowded as they are during the normal time of the year. So, you know, but what I was talking about was coming back from the holidays, and there's people that are commuters, and they commute, right? And they turn into somebody different behind that windshield. Once they sit down behind that windshield, they turn into the Incredible Hulk, and they ride people's asses and they cause accidents. So the road I have to commute is up a mountain, down a mountain, and it's extremely dangerous. And I don't think many people realize that. But when you have an accident, sometimes a fatality almost every day on that road, you know it's bad. It's very bad. So people, be kind to each other, like what I was saying earlier. Be kind to each other when you're on a road. And what I mean by being kind doesn't mean by doing the speed limit, right? It means that if you're on a two-lane road and there's a semi on the right lane and you're in the left lane and you're doing 65 and you're doing the same speed as the semi and you got 13 cars behind you, move the fuck over, okay? You're not being kind. Just because you're doing the speed limit doesn't mean you're being kind. So move over. Let all those people that want to really fucking do illegal shit and drive fast, let them pass you, okay? Think about that, because that kind of irritates me. You know, I know I'm going to get home at some point, right? So I don't drive like a bat out of hell. I don't. So, you know, we got some good stories today in the news. Got some crazy stuff. Some stuff that I called is actually happening. Reported in on my podcast news about McDonald's, so I'll cover that. And then Walmart did some kind of removal of some offensive stuff, some racist stuff from their website. It was on there. It was on their website. So we'll get into that. All right. So this first story was, I reported on it a while back saying, you know, there was a manager, he went on social media and he was telling people to use the kiosk instead of, you know, going to the people, right? And that's what he was urging. He was urging people to do that. And I kept saying, man, he's going to talk himself out of a job because, you know, if you want a machine to do your job versus people. Well, here it is. McDonald's CEO says layoffs are coming. All right. So McDonald's is planning to cut some of its corporate staff. CEO Kempczinski said in a memo to employees on Friday. Okay, so let me just say this. He's saying cut some of its corporate staff. Okay, remember that wording, right? That this says. This is a CNN article, by the way, right? 100% trust this. And it's 100% accurate. So here it goes. It says, we will evaluate roles and staffing levels in parts of the organization, not just at the corporate level, okay? In certain parts, in levels and parts of the organization, it will be there, and there will be difficult discussions and decisions ahead. Certain initiatives will be deprioritized or stopped altogether. This will help us move faster in the organization, blah, blah, blah. McDonald's has been the star of the pandemic. They were, okay? Like, people were ordering food through DoorDash or Grubhub or Postmates or whatever you use throughout the entire pandemic. That should tell you something, okay? Like, if that doesn't tell you that people aren't needed, then I don't know what would. Let's see here. It says, while there's a lot for us to be proud of, you've also told us that there's more that we can do. We're performing at a high level, but we can do better. I would say, what can do better? What can perform at a higher level than a man? How about a machine? How about a machine, right? Can a machine run faster than a human being? Absolutely. So, I'm just saying, hear me out. So McDonald's says it plans to communicate its future staffing plans by April 3rd. So we'll know by later this year what they're planning on doing. He says that he expects to save money as part of the staffing changes, but he doesn't have a set dollar amount to slash or number of jobs he's looking to cut. McDonald's has around 200,000 corporate staff and workers at the company-owned restaurants at the end of 2021, according to the latest. More than 75% of them were based outside of the U.S. So now you look at it, if they're going to cut jobs, are they going to cut those from the 75% that are outside of the United States? Or are they going to be here where we have a lot of technology here, okay? And that's what I reported about last time, about these kiosks, these robots taking the jobs away from humans. And that's probably what this is going to end up being. It's going to end up being that they are going to cut off. Yeah, they're going to cut some corporate heads. But if you think that if you're McDonald's, well, they don't really underperform, but they'll compare it. They'll compare it to every other McDonald's because they don't give a shit where that McDonald's is at. And if it isn't, they'll cut that shit off. They'll cut it off. Like I said, they wanted the price of fast food workers to minimum wage to go up. Well, guess where they're going to cut costs other places? Yeah, they might fire a couple CEOs, but guess what those CEO or those corporate people, guess what? They'll just go to another company, right? I mean, it could be the same thing with at the frontline worker as well, right? The person taking your order or making your food, you know, you can fire them. But they'll probably go to another fast food joint. But my point being, I kind of called this. I called it. And as soon as they made that announcement and that guy was pushing kiosks, shit, maybe he's going to get promoted to a corporate position for doing that, helping save money paying workers. That's what's going on in the fast food world. The next story we got is Walmart removes KKK from men's hiking boots. Let me read that again. Walmart removes KKK men's hiking boots from their website after pressure from civil rights organization. Walmart removed a pair of boots from its website that had KKK written on the tongue. Okay. The shoes were removed after the Council of American Islamic Relations notified the retailer. Well, why is somebody notifying this big corporation that cares about diversity and hires in diversity? Why did somebody have to notify them that this was even here? Why couldn't they realize that was on there? So, and it also says that we thank Walmart for dropping an online listing for an oddly slashed, poorly named KKK boots. Okay. Yeah, if you look at this, if you go to their website, well, it's down now. But if you go to it, these were $50 tactical military hiking boots. So they threw that in there. That they were tactical. They must be wearing MAGA hats with that too, huh? It says the retailer dropped the shoes from its website after it was flagged by the Council on American Islamic. Can't even say that. Anyways, the grassroots civil rights and advocacy group says the removal of the boots comes on the heels of a November congressional report that found black hourly employees at Walmart were fired twice as often as white staffers. Now, let's unpack that a bit, right? So, what is it about that? What is it? Okay, so now you're comparing that black employees were fired twice as often as white staffers. But there's no context to that. Why were they terminated? Why were they fired? Were they showing up late? Were they calling in sick? Were they stealing? For any employee, right? What are those things? What are the things that constituted them to get fired, right? Because if you hear these days, right, if you hear somebody get fired because they're black or because they're Hispanic or because they're Asian, there's something more to it, okay? It's not just like, if you've read this story, don't just take it for face value. Oh my God, they're firing black folks twice as fast as white people, right? Think about, like, don't take things at face value. Understand there is other things that underline this, okay? So that's what I do, right? Okay, like I'm not saying that this is right by any means, right? But if they're firing black folks twice as often over white people based on the color of skin, yes, that's 100% wrong. 100%. But now if you tell me, well, twice the black folks are stealing or not coming in or are they're showing up late, which is against the company policy. Like, if you tell me that, then I'll understand it. I won't even look. You should never look at skin color when it comes to that. It talks about the character of the person. Okay, I've talked about this on my podcast before. It's based on the character of the person. Now, if they happen to be white or they happen to be Hispanic or they happen to be black, then that's the way it is. That you can't change that, right? But don't base metrics on skin color. Base it on the actual things that they're doing or they're not doing or that they're doing wrong. Okay? So it says that it comes off that they fired them double twice as often as the white. The findings were part of an analysis of the staffing inequities at 12 major U.S. companies in 2019 and 2021. Walmart had some of the largest racial inequities of the surveyed companies when it came to employee outcomes. Okay, not employee opportunities, right? So it's saying it had some of the largest racial inequities of the surveyed companies when it came to employee outcomes. We all have a different outcome. We all have a different outcome. It's what we put into our job and what we do every day that determines our outcome. Okay, so yeah, you're gonna have we're gonna have racial inequities, right? When it comes to employee outcome is not guaranteed. Employee effort is, right? So what I'm saying is, they're basing everything off of race here. Right. I'm a Hispanic male. Right. And my outcome of my employment is not a reflection of my skin color. Look, I got different color skin. Right. I got tattoos all over me. So my skin is all kinds of different colors. It's not based on that. It's based on what I put into my job. It's based on what I've put in to my place of employment, wherever that is. Right. So when I read shit like this, it really pisses me off because, yeah, there is definitely, I'm not saying that by any means, there is racial inequality in our country. There is. I'm recognizing that fact. But now when it comes to outcomes, it's what you put into it. I don't care what fucking skin color you are. You have to put into it. You have to put into it. So you can't just base it, like, it's kind of like the affirmative action thing, you know. You know, you have this qualified person and this person that may be qualified, but you know what? They're going to take this other person based on their skin color, right? If you have two qualified people, but one happens to be a person of color, they're going to take that person. They're going to hire that person instead. They're going to hire them because based on their skin color. Now, and that in itself is racist. That in itself is 100% racist. Why wouldn't you pick this? And I've seen it. I've seen it happen to one of my good friends who happens to be white. And he got passed over multiple times because he was white. And they decided to give it to a person of color twice over him. Okay. So this whole, and guess what? He was way more qualified than these other two that took the position. I know, because I was there. So, you know, I hate to harp on that, but I really don't think skin color matters that much. I think it's your damn character and who you are. You have to be of good character. If you're not, don't expect the best things, right? Don't expect the best things in your life. Like if you think, I don't care what color you are, right? You could be purple. If you think everything's owed to you, or you don't have to do something because you look a certain way, like I'm cool because I'm brown, right? Like if I came around that with that attitude, well, I don't have to do nothing because they robbed California from my people. They robbed the, you know, the southern part of America from Mexicans. I could say that, right? But nobody owes me nothing, right? I could walk around with that attitude my entire life. It ain't going to change shit. It's not going to change anything for me. So what I'm saying is base everything off of character, not skin color, not skin color. So, yeah, let's move on to the next story. So my next article, I know many people like Stranger Things, the show on Netflix. You might have heard of it. I don't know. I actually really like that show. I think it was after season 3 that just kind of like, it started jumping the shark for me, you know, like Fonzie on Happy Days. I don't know if you know that, but that's what they call jumping the shark. When it was an episode where Fonzie jumped the shark on the episode, and then it was pretty much done. The Happy Days was done. But this show, Stranger Things, fantastic. I love it. But the actor, of Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp. He plays Will, right? The guy that got he got kidnapped in the very first one, got taken to the underside or whatever the fuck it's called. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? He actually identified himself on TikTok, right? The best place to go and let people know your business, and let people know that he came out as gay. And people were like, you know, he says, when he finally told his friends and family that he was gay after being scared in the closet for 18 years, well, I'll just tell you, they said exactly what I said. We know. So that's my question. Does that take away from you coming out as being gay? I'm asking the gay community that watches my show or listen to the podcast, like, does that mean something? Like, if you tell people that you're something and they already knew, does that like discredit or take away from your shine that they already knew? So, you know, I mean, it's kind of obvious, you know. You can have a cousin that's, you know, the other one, they're all boys, right? And you got these guys playing football and then this guy's skipping rope. You kind of know, right? It's not a thing. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? So, but yeah, he went on TikTok and apparently came out. See those things? Like, even if he didn't come out, I would already known. Like, I think everybody who watched Stranger Things knew that he was. Right. So, you know, I just, now if he would have came out with some crazy weird stuff saying that he was an alien that was transgender, like, then that would have caused some media attention. But he's gay. You know what? That's the mild version of what's going on today. Right. If you come out as gay, that's kind of like, you're like that salsa that's just super mild. Right. You're not that hot or the very hot or the Diablo. That's, you know, you're down there, homie. You're down there in the mildness. So, but yeah, that's all the stories I had for today. Please make sure you guys tune into the podcast next week. I'll have another one. I plan on doing, more videos, more podcasts. I just appreciate everybody listening, everybody watching on YouTube, everybody listening on the podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Rhapsody. I'm on everything. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Our country is in serious trouble.